Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Car coming in within the next 2 hours. That's all I can guarantee at this point. AC is part of the crew traveling back from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know why I kind of knew that, and then I asked it as a question. That was a weird way to pause that. But
you could have stayed for the Cavs game too. That would have been a great extender to your trip.
I would have had to miss today because a two-day bender.
No.
Yeah, there's no way. And also, I'd probably be divorced because I would have spent so much money.
Frank the Tank. Ooh. You would have had it.
We do not need Frank the Tank coming out any more than he already did in Chicago on Sunday night. But we got AC coming up to talk about the Cavs' quick success. We will get to the Cavs. Now, franchise record extending fast start. But let's get to quick hits. JP, the MLB offseason is in full swing. Not that anybody knows it. And Mark Feinsand of MLB.com has the Guardians as contenders to re-sign Shane Bieber and sign Orioles outfielder Anthony Santander. Would this be the big offseason you were looking for from the Guardians?
No, I need a little bit more. I mean, it's more than Austin Hedges last year. It's more than that.
And Ramon Laureano. Don't forget Ramon.
Are we in on the idea, though? We can't be alone here. Bieber's got to come back, right?
I don't know. Those guys who basically have to sign a 1-1 because they're going to pitch for maybe 2 months next year, those guys still end up making a butt ton of money. Like, specifically Bieber, because he had his peak. You're not sold on that?
I want it so badly for him, and I want it for the fans, for him to be able to right the wrong that was the previous couple years. If it ends this way, there's so many better ways that it should have ended.
If you want it for him, I think the wanting it for him is he gets that same money with the LA Dodgers.
Listen, he's better off in a different spot. I am very aware of that. But I feel like ending it this way it just would be awful.
I think if you told any fan 5 months ago, you're going to re-sign Shane Bieber and Santander is going to come here. I'll be honest with you. If that's not enough, it's like the deadline. Like, all three guys contributed to the deep run in the postseason. I don't know what more you could want.
I want more pitching.
You just want Juan Soto. Just say you want Juan Soto.
No, I'm not going to say it. He's got four scheduled meetings, and the Guardians did not make the list, by the way. And yet, I went through every single word of Jeff Passan's article where he went through every single player and every single person, and he did not mark Feinsand it. He put the Guardians nowhere.
Yeah. Well, that's probably for a reason. That's an educated guess.
That's a local kid done good. Solon High School right there. Didn't even mention the Guardians. Neither here nor there. All right, next up. All right, we're going to go to Chicago, where you just were, where the Cavs apparently are sitting on a tarmac trying to find their way back to Cleveland. We go to ESPN 1000. I think the show's called Cap and Hood. It's had many different iterations. Either way, they have Matt Eberflus, the Bears head coach, on weekly, and this is how this went down.
Coach, I asked you this last week that are you in crisis? And you said, no, we're not. If this isn't crisis, I don't know what it is. So I ask you again. Is this a crisis that's going on right now in Hallis Hall, and how does it get addressed?
You know, we're looking at this week and this week only. We do have evidence on tape that we've played good football during the course of this year. We got to pull those experiences.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach? Coach, your cell phone's as bad as the offense right now. Right, we'll put them on hold and see if we can reestablish.
Cap from the top rope.
That's a guy who knows the coach can't hear him, by the way.
Eberflus has made changes. Shane Waldron is now fired. They have a new offensive coordinator. They promoted up a new offensive coordinator now. That wasn't intentional. I didn't want to answer that, right?
No, you mean he intentionally went through a rough signal area?
Oh, because you can pretend you can't act that as if all of a sudden,
he's a worse actor than he is a head coach.
I think he was dodging the questions.
I think that's the last interview
he wanted to do. That's it.
But I just did it better than he did.
It didn't sound even close to legit.
That's a trick that the laziest people on the planet pull off, of which I'm among, and so. The high-functioning sociopaths don't do that. That's every head coach in the NFL, by the way, with love and respect. But, guys like that don't do that. They don't... I can't buy that you're pulling off the...
Phone gate. Phone gate. It exists with Eberflus.
We don't have to add
everything's
gate to
a
everything.
Gate. Everything is a gate.
I tried to make everything a Ghazi once, and I was told that is, under no certain circumstances, not allowed. It's a gate.
Yeah, Caleb was sacked 9 times. They've gone 23 drives without scoring a touchdown, Nick. It is absolute disaster right now in Chicago.
By the way, you want to talk about how disastrous things are in Chicago? How about the head coach goes to ownership and says, hey, I know that the locker room is blatantly said in the media multiple times that I've lost the locker room.
Yeah.
I'd like to fire the OC. And they just go, sure, coach. Absolutely.
Well, he's not going to fire himself.
But yeah, okay, but my point is, I know the Bears don't do this.
Yep.
Maybe this is when the Bears should do this.
The McCaskies, the oldest McCaskey is 105 years old. She's not going to all of a sudden be like, now we fire people.
Then tell her Nana that's the same head coach a week from now. Just lie to her. She's 105 years old. Papa Hallis is back up. Can't you see him? All right, we'll
is
get
that
you.
Ditka?
Yeah. Yeah, look at him. It's the same guy. And then you just have him wear a Ditka costume.
That's it.
Nana's 105 years old. She's not going to know. But here's the thing that actually kills me about it is the Bears have a chance.
A chance for what?
No. Because of where they are.
They haven't played anyone in their division yet, though. The NFC North, they haven't touched it yet.
Yeah, but when 2 weeks ago,
NFC North is the toughest division in sports right now.
If they fired Eberflus 2 weeks ago when they should have, they were 4-4. That's right.
That was the softball part of their schedule. They needed to have a lot of wins right now to then be able to take on the Packers twice, the Lions twice, the Vikings twice. This is going downhill, and everyone knows it. And the sad part is Caleb Williams is regressing in a horrible way. How does Caleb Williams look worse than he did 3 years ago?
I'm going to give you the Justin Fields special. Bad offensive line, bad play calling, bad offensive design, and a bad head coach. It's almost like the Bears keep repeating history with quarterbacks. Somewhere Rex Grossman is just beside himself.
Sexy Rexy. That man was a quarterback in a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, he was his stink on crap.
Omaha!
Meanwhile, Boston College defeated Syracuse 37-31 this weekend, which left Syracuse head football coach Fran Brown in an all-too-truthful mood with the media about life after a loss.
Honestly, I got a ritual. When we lose, I ain't even getting a shower till early this morning. I just be mad. I just brush my teeth. But it's I don't deserve soap. I don't deserve to do all that. I'm just focused on trying to get back and trying to make sure that our players mentally understand and know that I let them down, that they didn't do it. You know, I just wake up all night, especially when you lose. You wake up dang, it really happened. you know, it really happened that way. So it's just different pieces. And then I just move on. There's a process that I follow every week, win, lose, or draw. Only thing is, like, my wife, I can't sleep in the bed if we lose because I ain't going to get in the shower for that day. I'm just mad, and I just sit there. I just brush my teeth. That's what I have to do so y'all won't say my breath stink. But I'm just kind of locked in at certain things, certain ways. I think you got to earn the right to do certain things. So, you know, winners get washed. You know what I'm saying? I'm a loser. I just kind of waited a little bit.
I thought he was on the Miami party boat. Winners get washed.
Winners get washed.
Bit or no bit, claiming that he doesn't shower after a loss.
Oh, no, that's just an authentic human right there. I've never heard a more authentic human in my life than that guy right there. That guy, he's never told a lie. He's just a funny human.
Here's the thing. You didn't play. So the idea that you stay. Well, yeah, he's the head coach. No, what I mean is he's the head coach. How stinky do you get as a head coach?
Oh, that was the head coach? Oh, you buy? I didn't get that at all. I thought he was talking about his wife. I'm like, what player is getting married in college? That seems like a bad decision in life, but sometimes it works out for people.
Yeah, like, how much are you sweating as a head coach that you got the stank that you can't sleep in bed that night?
Get a shower, man.
Or are you just...
get a shower.
Or are you just...
presentable.
So when it's a player, it's not a problem. It's great. Well, so
when
honest. You
well, I mean, if it's
when
a player,
it's a head coach,
then the player actually worked up a sweat and everything, and the player can be like, "I gotta live in this stink." You know what's your what was your line from last week? You talk about
live
like
in your filth.
You live in your filth. Yeah. If you're a player, you gotta live in your filth almost, right?
That's not head a literal coach. Statement. I just mean like live in your mess.
I'm taking
that you've created
it literal though.
As
I'm taking
adult.
Like a literal statement. Like live in your filth. If you did that to yourself, you go ahead and own that. And it's a reminder to everybody within your vicinity that you just lost a game and you smell because of it. But with the coach didn't even break a sweat.
Omaha!
All right, we go to the Pat McAfee Show where Bill Belichick is on, talking about his time here coaching the Browns in the 90s. Here we go.
The worst that it ever was for me, honestly, were these two questions. In Cleveland, you know, the guy that's run the defense, like, does he really know what he's doing? Are you sure we're okay on defense? Do you think maybe, you know, like, do you want to maybe call some more of those defenses? Saban. Offensive line. I know we're not the most talented offensive line, but what about the coaching? Like, are we okay on the coaching up there? I feel like we can maybe get a little more out of these guys with the coaching. Now, that's Kirk Ferentz and Pat Hill. Like, no, the problem is not the coaching. The problem is not the coaching. Of all the coaches to be asked about on the staff, the O-line and the defense with Saban, Ferentz, and Pat Hill, that was mind-boggling.
See, this is the type of content I wanted from Belichick the entire time. In the beginning portion of Belichick doing the media tour, we got a lot of things, which, by the way, he was 100% right on the idea that he didn't think Caleb Williams would be good this year based off of preseason football. Everyone's like, preseason football, how can you know so soon? He was right about it. At least it seems like he was right at this point. This is what I wanted. I wanted the old stories. I wanted him dunking on the Browns for mistakes they made in the 90s. I wanted these stories.
Why do you want those? I don't want those. I mean, it would be the funniest thing if he came out and just was like, my 5 years as the Browns head coach. That would be objectively funny because everyone would read it. I don't know that I want to know that. It just makes me more sad and disappointed at what an absolute
he's like,
monster
yeah.
Art Modell was as an owner and the fact that that team is no longer there and they won two Super Bowls in Baltimore.
He's like, yeah, Saban. He did it in such a condescending, great way. I love that.
Omaha!
JP, I'm the person who is usually in charge of locking down reservations and handling the trip details.
Yeah.
This weekend, I was thinking ahead to this Chicago trip. Well, we've got a Friendsgiving in December in Chicago.
Friendsgiving is usually for Thanksgiving, right? So you're going beyond.
Yes. Well, because this time there's some special reasons that we don't need to get into right now.
Okay.
This makes it sound much more tawdry than it is, but... this time it fell on Vanessa to make those plans, including like securing an Airbnb. And during the process, we're 5 minutes into the process, she shouted, "I don't like this. I value my own personal time." And it struck me as the funniest thing I've ever seen or heard anybody yell in frustration, because I've never known somebody who didn't value their own personal time. So the question is, have you ever met anybody who doesn't value their own personal time or shouts that they do love it when they're frustrated.
No, but so some people just love that stuff, though. Some people love booking and they love organizing for trips and everything like that. You and Vanessa are both not in that group.
No, and that's what makes it funny is I do it begrudgingly all the time.
That does stink, man.
But never complain because it's got to get done. And so when she did it for 5 minutes and she experienced every frustration I've ever had in 17 years together in those 5 minutes, I got to be honest with you, I felt happy.
Yeah, so Elise does a lot of like busy work at her work, you know what I mean? And she does a lot of like, hey, I got to send an email. I got to do this. Things that I just hate doing. Filling out forms, for instance. Forms stress me out so hard. I hate filling out forms. I think a lot of people do.
Is it the date of birth? Is it
all that stuff? I hate it so much. Elise is great at it. She'll just do it and not even think about it. And so like I feel like that sucks. You don't have that balance. I'm sorry.
No, that is the one place we do not have balance. But I got to see her frustrated with the things that usually frustrate me.
Did you then take that off her Friendsgiving plate and then, you know, take care of it for her?
No, I laughed in her face and said, yeah, sucks, doesn't it? Yeah. Now you know how the other half lives, babe. That is Quick Hits. We might get to more of this later in the show. Special new segment today. Later in the show, you're going to listen to that. But when we come back, Darius Garland admitted to something I didn't think anybody in the Cavs would admit to, and we're better for it. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.